It felt exactly like a hedgehog. Sharp prickles all over its back, a soft furry underbelly. With his eyes scrunched shut, Thomas let his fingers wander further until they came to the beady nose and tiny claws on each foot. It even smelt earthy and animal, but that would be the rabbit droppings. "Only bring the dry grassy ones," Tyr had told him, "not the wet and yucky ones." Thomas opened his eyes. It looked just right, too. "How is it?" she asked. He glanced at Tia's face, her eyes open, hopeful, and gazing at the wall. She was holding her breath. The hedgehog was the first thing she had made since she lost her sight a year ago. Back then, before anyone knew what was wrong, Thomas had thought she was playing a game. If Mum asked her to pass a mug, Tia would gaze at it and take too long to hand it over. If Dad told her to pick something up off the floor, Tia seemed to pretend to hunt for it. It made Thomas laugh. He was secretly impressed. Then they were on Aberdovey Beach one day, helping Tia collect orange shells for an art project. Mum and Thomas bent down every time they saw one of the tiny golden spirals, adding them to Tia's bag. When they got home and emptied the bag into the sink to wash the sand off, Thomas saw three small orangey pebbles in the collection. He hadn't picked them up, and Mum wouldn't have. Which meant Tia had. Which meant Tia couldn't tell the difference between a shell and a pebble. Suddenly, all Tia's messing around made sense. Standing behind her in the kitchen and listening to her describe how she was going to paint every single one, each with its different markings and shades of orange, watching her sift through them and not notice the pebbles, not pick them out and not throw them away, Thomas felt as if he was going to be sick.